This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey, one of the MCSEs at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We're a little tired. We had the big Tab Christmas party last night, and it was a fun time, as always. And we're very lucky. It's pretty rare these days that companies have Christmas parties, and we still do. So we're just trying to stay awake here because we were up kind of late. We're completely bright-eyed, but not as bushy-tailed as we'd like. Two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And, of course, to help the Salvation Army and help folks in need in the holiday store here, text to 41444, the letters WTIC. So you start a new conversation in your texting, and you put the number of 41444, and you text WTIC, and then boom, you get a link. You click on the link, and you can make a donation and help the Salvation Army do their work. And you guys are all geeks out there listening to the show. I know you have the ability, and if you have the means, feel free to do so. And you're doing some good work. Let's go to Maria in Rocky Hill first. Hey, Maria, what's up?
Good morning.
Morning.
Eric and Bob, and may I wish you both a Merry Christmas before I start my spiel to you.
Well, thank you. You too.
I have a laptop, mm-hmm. an HP laptop with Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite a novice when it comes to working my computer, but at least I can do my reports for mm-hmm. work,
yep.
Et cetera.
Yeah.
You had both given me advice the next time when my subscription ended to get Webroot.
Yeah.
I had spoken to you, but my subscription only just ended.
Okay.
And I won, actually, I won something with Norton and got it for a mere $20.
How'd you win it? What did you do?
There was a contest on the, I don't know, and next thing I know, I'm given for $20 for a year.
Huh.
It's called Norton Plus.
All right.
Well, it ended, and I was going to subscribe to Webroot.
Yeah.
But Norton came on the phone and said, look, we'll give you another year for the same service.
Wait a minute. They called you?
Uh-huh.
And did they see you were going to change over to WebRoot?
No, but it was ending.
I see.
And
wow.
And they gave me a subscription. It was going to be for $29
yeah.
per year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're going to tell me what an idiot.
No,
I am.
No, I'm
but
not.
Let me tell you.
When have we said anybody's an idiot on this show? I don't think we've ever done that.
Oh, wait till I tell you what happened.
Uh-oh.
Well, I get this call
yeah.
from Sunnydale, California, I think it was.
All right.
Someplace in California.
Yeah.
And they said they were support for Norton.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah. And I said, well, all right. And they said, well, let's take a look at your computer.
Oh, boy.
And the next thing I know, and it was a Norton phone number.
Yeah.
They got into my computer,
yeah.
and it was called fixit.com.
Oh, brother.
And, oh, both of you, I fell for the whole thing. I almost did. I think I just woke up finally.
Yeah.
They went through my computer, and they said, look, as long as it doesn't turn red, it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the next thing you know, there's like red all over the computer.
Yeah.
They said, see here, it's stopped, and here it's stopped,
yeah.
and here it's stopped. Oh. And I said, but wait a minute, I just ended my subscription.
Right.
How could this happen? I mean, why wasn't Norton looking at this? So now they give me a price. It ended up to about $900 to
what?
Fix it.
Jeez.
I'm serious, both of you.
You didn't spend the money, though, right?
Pardon?
You didn't give them any money, right?
No, I gave them, well, as I'm going along, before they ended, I gave them my, can you believe I stupidly gave them my bank card?
What?
And I know you'll think I'm an idiot.
Fortunately,
I called the bank, not the bank card, my credit card.
Yeah.
And I canceled it right away.
All right.
I don't know why, I suddenly woke up. But how can you call Norton thinking you're calling support? And suddenly, you click on support on your computer. The next minute, you get a call from California saying, how does that happen?
So it doesn't sound legitimate. It sounds like you had some sort of pop-up kind of trick you. I can't imagine
it. I got to tell you, truthfully,
yeah.
no. It was right in the wording. Then it said, in Norton, it said, to renew, help support.
Right.
So I clicked. Help support.
Wow.
And the next thing I know, both of you, I get this phone call from California.
That's creepy.
And it was called Fix It.
Yeah.
And he said, now, and they took over my computer, right over it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's no way any company is going to, any legitimate company is going to do that and say, hey, oh, by the way, Maria, for $900, you didn't even have a problem. Will fix your computer that they just kind of messed up. It's got to be a trick.
They gave me a price of $145,
yeah.
then another $145, then for BIOS, BIOS,
yeah.
said there was something definitely wrong. Well, I know that the computer, look, I work part-time.
Mm-hmm.
I use my computer. It does my reports.
Right.
It's fine. It's
right.
okay for me. I have an Apple Mac,
yeah.
but I just don't use it. That's my personal.
Right.
But for my business, I use this this Windows 10.
Yikes.
But this happened to me. I gave them my card, everything.
Wow.
But when I hung up, I quickly called the credit card company.
Good.
I said, shut it off immediately.
Right.
And I told her, thank God thank good I had the brains. At least to tell them. I suddenly realized I've been had.
Yeah. Well, Bob has some information. He did a little research while you were chatting.
This Fixit is a executable file which primary purpose is to start a parasite or launch some of its components. Once executed, the Fixit .exe file runs a process that is responsible for the parasite's payload. Fixit .exe is a significant part of a dangerous threat, but it isn't No, it is a significant part of a dangerous threat,
yeah.
But it can also work on its own. Do not execute it.
Right.
And it's in capital letters. The fix-it file is installed by using and used by Trojan, fix-it Trojan, and evil FTP.
Yikes.
The fix-it EXE file usually runs the same name process. This
right.
process silently works in the background and performs harmful actions, and there's more.
So my yeah. computer may be damaged. Maybe.
So what you want to do, Maria...
How did they get into my computer that fast?
Well, you linked on a trick that looked like it was Norton. That wouldn't be Norton doing that. That looks like you were tricked by what looks like a phishing-style attack that made you think you were working with Norton. See, here's the problem. All these big brands, right? Everyone has ways of trying to trick you, whether it's Microsoft calling or Apple calling or your bank calling or whatever it might be. They're just assuming with a wide net that they're going to hook enough people. In this case, you had a pop-up that said Norton to do this, renew this, or what have you, and they kind of tricked you, I'm guessing, into... getting connected with these guys and running Fix-It. Sunnyvale, California, they can do any kind of spoofing of the phone number, so they literally could have been third world, and it looked like it was coming from Sunnyvale, California. The numbers are easily gotten, and so they're going to trick you. So I would tell you to run Malwarebytes on your machine to see if they did load anything malicious. You could download Malwarebytes and run it. You can run WebRoot as well on your machine and get Norton off of there either way. But I would think they did something that you would want to scan and remove.
All right. So give me that again. So I'm going to run Malwarebytes?
Yep. You're going to go out to Malwarebytes, download it, and run it, and see if they've loaded anything on your machine. You're going to go ahead and purchase WebRoot as your antivirus and run
yeah.
that as well. And
uninstall the Norton.
And uninstall the Norton because you don't need that anymore. And you're much more wise now. For these types of things, don't ever give your credit cards to people like that.
I really thought they were Norton.
Yeah, I know. And even if you did, why would you? So, gosh, $900. I mean, holy moly!
You know what they want? They broke it down. It
yeah.
was $145 to fix all the problems
yeah.
with my computer. $145 for this for BIOS.
Yeah, it's a baloney thing.
And then
a service
they
fee.
Were charging me $389 for something else.
It sounds like that call that Todd
minute,
had on
I
about the tolls.
I don't have this kind of money, I told them on the
no,
phone.
No, yeah, I'm sorry, Maria. I'm sorry that happened to you, but it's...
I'm so stupid. It was
no,
my fault,
no.
though. I'll never do it again. I mean, I'll never give up. I don't know why I did that.
It's okay.
But fortunately, I caught it in time.
Yep.
I called the
yep.
credit card company, and I said, look, just stop my credit card. Send me another one.
Right.
I don't care what it costs.
Yeah, well, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to have Matt take your credit card for this call, okay? It's only 86 bucks?
All right,
Maria. Thank you
just
for calling.
Talking to you both is such a Christmas present to me. Thank you, both of you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, and I will do this right away. I listen faithfully every week, even if I don't call. It's so good. You're so knowledgeable, both of you.
Well, thank you so much.
And I knew right away if I could have called you yesterday, I would have done. Thank you both.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye. Oh, what a story. What a story. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to your calls. Madeline, Mike in Florida, Jill in Granby. Hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to help out the Salvation Army. Really simple to do. You go ahead and start a new conversation on your text to 41444. That's the number you're going to use, and you're going to text the letters WTIC, and you're going to get a link. And then you can go ahead and put your credit card in there and make a contribution to the Salvation Army and the Holiday Store, and feel better. I promise, just for doing it. Let's get right to your calls. We're going to go to Madeline in West Suffield. What's going on, Madeline?
Hi. Yes, we're looking at getting Windows 10 because
yeah.
right now we have Windows 7, and they're saying that they won't support it after January 12th.
Don't you hate
like
when
that.
They do that to you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
It is true. They're
it
not.
Is true. Okay.
Yeah, they are not going to support it. So what it means is Microsoft is not sending any more security updates for their Windows 7 operating system. So after the 14th of January, if there are more holes that are discovered, which they're discovered all the time, right? It's Microsoft.
Right.
They're not going to fix them.
Okay. What do you say is the best? Because, you know, I did like Google search and they're like, oh, the 10 best. And then I start looking at them and it's like refurbished. And I'm like, oh, is this the best they have? Right now we have a Dell, but our Dell actually was under like a warranty and maintenance.
Stay away from refurbished.
Quite a while. Not anymore, but I'd say like a year and a half ago. They came in twice and put a new hard drive in both times because we had all kinds of issues with it. So
that's a quality problem, then, huh?
Yeah,
that
definitely.
Stinks.
It was a mess.
Yeah, so a warranty. I would definitely stay away from anything refurbished. Your warranty will be about 90 days, and if it's refurbished, it's probably been in service for 5 or 6 years already.
Well, yeah, that's. I don't want refurbished. I'm just wondering, what would you suggest would be the best? I mean, it's not for gaming. It's just going to be, you know, a home computer.
Yeah, an i5, 8 gigs.
Like HP, Dell, Apple, Mac. Which one do you think is?
Well, Apple, Mac are synonymous, right? And that won't be any Windows 10. That's a whole different operating system. That's a whole different ecosphere.
A whole different thing. Okay. Yeah. All right. I don't know much about computers, but
that's okay. But you could always try them out. You'll spend a whole lot more for the Apple. But, you know, in any of those name brands, if you look at a local purchase, like at a local store, like a Staples or something like that, you're at least going to be able to walk in, kind of look at the item, look at the machine, maybe even talk to a geek or two, and then make your decision. i5 minimum is my recommendation. 8 gigs of RAM are better. Solid state drive is nice. If you don't need a lot of storage, you can always add a second drive. And of course, it'll be Windows 10. So as far as the brand, you've already had your experiences with the one you just had with multiple failed hard drives. I don't know that I'd go back there. I would consider a different brand. And, you know, HP is a fine brand.
HP is a fine brand.
Yeah, we do a lot of HP.
You do a lot of?
Yeah, for our business clients, for laptops.
Oh, for laptops. Yeah, I'm not sure if I want to get it. See, that's what I'm also thinking. Do I want a laptop or do I just want to?
A computer,
a home computer.
Yeah, the computer will last longer than a laptop. They tend to take a beating.
Yeah.
So I would recommend sticking with a computer if you're not going to be mobile.
Yeah, not really. No.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to be mobile. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye. Yeah, Tab has been around building machines for our business clients for the past 30 years. You know, we've been building Intel-based systems because the mail order companies really can't compete with the service or the quality of our boxes. But unfortunately, we don't sell to the general public. So we're only working with our business clients. And that's like drinking through a fire hose. So we're pretty busy with that. We're going to go to Mike in Florida next. Hey, Mike.
Good morning.
Morning.
And thank you for taking the call.
My pleasure.
I am not from Connecticut. I'm not a snowbird, but I can say your reputation has spread.
Ah, thank you for listening down there in Florida.
I have a mature Asus laptop, and I would like to get a new computer.
Sure.
And I remember in the old days with Laplink and a Laplink cable, you could just transfer from one computer to another.
Yeah, that is the old days.
Yeah. Well, I'm old. At any rate, is there any way of getting a new computer and getting my software transferred without having to reinstall it? Because it will take me at least a month.
Well, do you have a lot of time? Go ahead, Bob. Give him the bad news.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to transfer your programs over. You're going to have to upgrade
and install them fresh, unfortunately.
Now, there may be options that you can use. For instance, you know, if you're not in a business, you don't necessarily need Microsoft Office. You can download OpenDNS. It's open source.
You mean OpenOffice?
OpenOffice.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's free. And it works quite well. So it has word processing. It has a presentation. It has a spreadsheet and what have you. So
where do you got to transfer, Mike?
Oh, a whole bunch of software.
Yeah, and if it's old, it may not even operate under Windows 10.
I'm running Windows 10 on this machine right now.
Oh, good.
And it does a good job. But I have a lot of software for digital photography.
Yeah. Well, you could. You're already running Windows 10. I mean, I was almost thinking about having you do an image, but that's going to be a mess too. If you image it and move it over to a new box, it'll be still a big mess. Do you own the software?
I image my drives once a month.
Yeah, but that means you can put it more easily back in the existing carcass. Trying to put it into a new carcass is going to be.
There's different drivers for the motherboard, the hardware that's makes up the computer.
If you have the software, I think you're going to have to reload it on the new box. Just take your time, right? Buy the new computer and then pick that software that you need primarily and start loading as you go. You can't transfer it, unfortunately.
Oh, for the old days.
The old days are gone, I know. Too complicated now, Mike.
I am an advocate of DS DOS.
Oh, the old DOS, yeah. Syntax and all.
It's the difference between stick shift and automatic transmission.
That's a good analogy, yeah.
Well, next thing you know, you're going to want to have them teach cursive in the schools.
I can't read cursive, even though I do agree that they should have kept it. Cursive is hard to read. My financial planner used to write out instructions to me in cursive. I'm like, I can't read what you're writing. It's too squirrely.
What do you do for a signature?
Oh, my signature, I could just put an X pretty much. I make my mark, Mike.
I thank you very much for your advice.
Yeah. And thanks for listening down there.
In a month and a half, I'll be back up.
Yeah, let me know. Let us know what's going on, how it goes for you.
You take care.
All right, you too. Yeah, cursive. It just takes too long to read. It's so painful.
Depends on who's writing it, I guess.
Well, yeah. He's writing all this great instructions out. I'm like, gosh, I can't read a single thing you're saying. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And if you want to help the Salvation Army, which you should, go ahead and text WTIC to 41444 and make a donation. It's easy. You just pop your credit card in there. It literally took me 90 seconds to do during the break. Hope you'll think about it as well. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. The lines are all jammed up. You guys all wake up around the 10 o'clock hour. I want to thank you for joining us on this Saturday morning. And remember to give to the Salvation Army if you can. Text WTIC at the number 41444 and make your donation. We really, really do appreciate it. Also, Joey was here just a second ago. And if you've seen Joey and his beard, he will shave it. Now, that he's going to need some serious hardware to shave that thing. If you're an individual who donates $2,000 to the Salvation Army, so if you want to see Joey's beard get shaved, which we would love to see because I'm not even sure he has a chin under there anymore. I'm not sure what he's hiding. He's hiding something.
That would take an industrial grade.
Yes. Serious solution. Shears to shave his beard. So if you donate $2,000 to the Salvation Army as an individual, not as a company, he will shave his beard. I'd love to see that. Love to see his chin again. We're going to go to your calls, and let's go to Jill in Granby. Hey, Jill, what's up?
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
So I've got SearchMine on my computer, and this happened a few months ago, and we thought we got rid of it, but then I opened up my search engine again, and oh, there it is. So it's deep in my Mac, and I don't know how to get it out.
Your Mac? You're not supposed to be hacked as a Mac.
Well, I know.
Didn't they tell you
that's
that?
That's why I'm calling you.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
So SearchMine is it's a malicious browser. It's a hijacking, yeah. And it does target, guess who? Mac users.
Yeah.
We'll put a link up here for you as to how to remove it again. The reason you're getting there is because you're not using OpenDNS because you thought you were impervious.
Yeah.
Right?
I thought I had something through Cox, you know, that...
Not necessarily, unless you're paying for some sort of DNS filtering. You want to run OpenDNS because you're going to some site, and it's loading this on your Mac.
Well, I know how I got it is because I fell for that. You need Adobe, on your computer. So I went to download that, and it was right after that I got it.
All right.
Now every time. I opened Chrome, it was in Chrome. I opened Internet Explorer, it was in Internet Explorer. So it's there. It's someplace in there.
Yeah, so it downloads itself and reinstalls itself many times if you don't delete the core files originally, according to what I'm reading here. And now we're going to try to find a legitimate link as far as how to remove it. There is a removal guide out there that I'm just not positive is a legitimate link. See, sometimes the cure is also malicious.
Yeah.
You can't trust anything on the internet these days. But from what I'm seeing, we should be able to find you some instructions as to how to remove it.
Because I went into all those extension things and all that other... I mean, I did a couple of them that I found on the internet.
Right.
And like I say, I thought I was good. And then all of a sudden, you know, 2 weeks ago, I opened up and there it was again.
Okay. Yeah, we found a good link from MaxSecurity.net that looks like a good one that we'll put up here for you that you're going to have to follow.
Yeah.
And again, just think now again that you're not impervious. And so... run OpenDNS. When I say run it, configure it for your Mac, and consider antivirus for your Mac because, again, it's only getting worse out there. And you Mac folks all think you're impervious. You're great targets. You're like the best targets because you think you can't get infected.
Yeah.
So they're going to trick you more easily.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
So
I know it's time-consuming to try and get it out of there. So
yeah, it looks like it's a bit of a pain.
The bad guys are getting better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, worse.
But, that'll be on.
Yep, it'll be on computertalkwithtab.com.
Gotcha.
It's the name of the show.com. We'll put a link up there for you as to how to remove that, and you'll have some ways to. You're gonna have to spend some time today fighting with it.
Okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate the advice. Thanks for your
All right.
Help.
Yeah. Thank you. Good luck, Jill.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
It is definitely difficult when it comes to Apple Mac to tell you guys, yes, you're a little safer, but you're also a great target. You're nice, unsuspecting, thinking you're impervious.
Like
your shields
a babe
are up.
In the woods.
Yeah.
Completely innocent.
You just figure everything that comes at you, you can defend against, and sadly, you can't. Let's go to Gene in West Hartford next. Hey, Gene.
Hi. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay. So, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just have a couple of hopefully quick questions.
All right.
So I want to change my timing on my login ID when I log into my computer, my laptop, right, to start with. I have an ID in there, which is fine, but it closes like within 10 minutes. Or even less sometimes. So I want it to stay open for a longer time, at least a half hour, 45 minutes.
What?
It's not using it.
You need to change the power options.
The power options.
Yes. It's the power options are set on your laptop to turn off the display probably after, I'm guessing, 10 minutes. And if you type in, you have Windows 10, I'm assuming.
Right. I do have Windows 10.
Just type in power options. And you'll see it'll come up, and then you can choose that, and you can go through and change it. You know, it'll turn off your display. You know, it'll put your laptop to sleep.
Or you can set it to never do that. So is that what you're talking about, Gene? The screen is going to sleep?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Where I have to come back in, you know, it's basically down. It makes me put in my ID again.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. So is this for a business use or home use?
No, it's my home use.
Okay.
And I put in a long time ago.
Yep.
And I did think I knew how to change that. I think I'm forgetting.
Right.
You know, how to change the password when I want to. And I have a fairly complicated one, so, you know, which is fine.
Yeah, it just gets to be annoying every time.
Yeah.
So when you type in power options, it'll show power and sleep settings, and also underneath it'll say edit power plan, which is what you need to do.
Okay, yeah, because I just went into settings and I can't see anything, so I need to go into the power options first.
Yeah,
and you can do different settings for when you're on battery versus when you're plugged in.
And you can also do your screen settings, too, as far as when your screensaver kicks in, because that can also force you to go to a password as well.
And that's right. There's a checkbox you can make it force you to log in after that.
So check your screensaver settings there to see if you've got that configured to go on in a certain amount of time as part of your power savings. because after X number of minutes, it's going to go to a screensaver forcing the login, which is a good security feature, especially in business and at home, if you want to keep your kids off your machine. And
I don't even have anybody here, so it's not that. But you know what? I just figure I'm not taking any chances with it.
Gotcha.
I'm very, very cautious.
Good.
Which leads me to my other question, which is I'm getting Yahoo notifications, which I must have clicked on inadvertently, not me too, and it's annoying. You know,
what kind of Yahoo notifications? What are they saying?
You know, news things.
Oh, notifications from news. Right, so you're using Yahoo. Okay.
You know, like, you know, whatever's going on, you get this. And I just don't want to be bothered. It's not ads or anything.
Right.
Stories, but it's kind of a pain too.
Yeah, you've probably selected that in some way. You've chosen it. You're going to have to log into your Yahoo account online and check for whatever settings there are. I don't use Yahoo. I have no idea where those would be off the top of my head.
I don't really use Yahoo too. I'm you're one of your complicated people that I still have my AT&T.
Oh boy!
But I go in through login. I mean through Yahoo.
Yeah.
So it's pretty bizarre, and actually, I haven't had any real problems.
Right. It's just that you're getting annoyed by these notifications that are sending.
Yeah,
again,
I know I clicked on something.
Yeah, you got to opt out within your Yahoo account, I suspect.
All right. Okay. That's what I'll try to do. Thanks so much, guys.
All right, Gene.
Have a nice holiday.
Yeah, you too. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go on here to Sheila in West Hartford. What's up, Sheila?
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
I'm another Mac user. I have a MacBook Air.
Yeah.
And I had a similar email as that woman just described where you go in through Yahoo, but it's sort of AT&T and Yahoo combined. But I have an older SNET.net suffix. So anyway, I got an email recently. It said email termination.
Yeah.
And so I opened it up and it said I had to upgrade, that the old suffixes were being discontinued, and it listed a whole bunch of them, SCC Global, et cetera, and mine was one of them. And so I waited a few days. I waited for the so-called deadline that they gave.
Oh, you're one of those folks, huh?
Well, actually, maybe I was lucky, because I think this was a scam. So on the day they said this was going to happen on the 10th and I was going to lose access to my email.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what to do. I waited then till the 10th and I went back into the email and I clicked on the, there was a link that said upgrade now.
Mm-hmm.
And I clicked on that and it went to one of those dead screens that says page not found. I think it says error 404, something like that.
Yep.
And so my question to you is, did I open myself to some virus, you know, by going to that step?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But I do want to warn you that those old suffixes are going to be expired. We've seen it constantly. I would not assume it's not going to happen. Those companies, those suffixes that are references don't even exist anymore. And you have a free email box that you've had as part of your connection to whatever. And you really need to consider the fact that if they turned that off, what would have stopped working for you? Everything you use for your login would have been gone, right? Your Netflix if you use it, your Amazon Prime if you use it, obviously your email. Anything you're using to log in would have been gone. And this is occurring. I mean, these companies can't keep these suffixes running forever. So you need to consider a new Sheila email address. You can't be at SNET Global or whatever, SBC Global, forever.
It's SNET.
Even worse. Even Southern New England Telephone hasn't existed since I had hair.
Right. It's old. I've heard you recommend Proton Mail.
It is an option that I've recommended. It's out of this. They're Swiss. They've worked with MIT, and they've got their own very secure encrypted mail out there. And you can create your own Sheila domain if you want, and they offer a free mailbox or a paid one.
I see. But can I can I save my old emails? Because I have a lot of, you know, sort of history, email history that I still depend upon.
Well, you have to download it locally, so you need a mail client. That just sounds weird, a mail client. Not a mail client, but a mail client. You need a mail client.
Email client.
There it is. Just as I'm saying it, it sounds weird. You need a mail client. No, an email client is what you need. You need, and that's like usually Outlook or what have you. And you got to download the mail to the to your local machine. If it's sitting out in the cloud and you cancel this email service, this SCNEST email service, your mail's gone, right? So you got to download it if you want it all. Into your email, and that's the only way to protect your mail or keep your mail if you really want to.
Yeah,
you can get a third party free mail service like from Thunderbird if it's a Firefox, Mozilla.
Oh,
but you got to download the mail to keep it.
I see. Okay, and just one other thing: what you're saying, we should have virus protection on Mac.
Yes.
What do you recommend? What kind?
I think they have ESET. Of course, they have WebRoot for Mac as well. Those things are available too. So I would definitely recommend that. Recommend running OpenDNS as well.
Running OpenDNS.
Yep. Configure that. We've got links on our site for you to look at. And easy to do.
Okay.
All right, Sheila?
All right. Thank you. But do you think just by going to that dead page?
You're fine.
That didn't
do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, great. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Show.
Yep, thanks. All right, bye-bye. We're going to step out for a quick break, and we'll get our mail clients all taken care of. We have one line open for you. Feel free to donate to the Salvation Army. Text WTIC to this phone number, 41444, and support the Salvation Army and the Holiday Store. We'll be right back. Are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I have the same problem with adult band. My wife and I are part of an adult band, I keep saying, and it's like, no, it's not that kind of band. We wear clothes. It's a community band. Every time I say it, it's because my kids went through band when they were kids, right? And then, of course, I was when a kid. Now I'm in an adult band, and it's, yes, we all wear clothing. It's a community band. I know, it's my depraved mind, I know. But
It's a group of musicians that are out of high school.
Exactly. Actually, there are some high school kids in it, too. Let's go right to your calls. And again, thank you for supporting the Salvation Army. You guys are awesome. You're texting and making donations today, and we do appreciate it very much. Salvation Army does as well. Let's go to Mark and Vernon next. Hey, Mark.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Luckily, on the last caller, I heard you mention Outlook for email.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that.
Of course.
I get approximately 320 junk mails a day.
Wow. Who's your email provider, Mark? Who's your post office?
That wouldn't be Outlook?
Nope, that's your mail client, your email client. That's the thing that's your mailbox. So if you look at your front, at where your mail is sitting when the postman comes and delivers your mail, right, you've got your mailbox. Outlook is your email client, right? So that's the same thing as your mailbox. The post office is your mail service, whoever is delivering the mail to you, which could be Gmail, it could be Hotmail, it could be Yahoo, it could be Outlook.com, it could be who knows what it is. It could be Microsoft.
Well, I think it's Outlook.com.
Okay, so you have Microsoft as your email provider. They're your post office.
Yes. Okay. I used to have a MSN
account. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to go and log into your Outlook.com mailbox and increase your spam settings to be a little more restrictive.
Aggressive.
Yeah, aggressive, restrictive, so that you don't get so much junk. I mean,
I believe I did that.
No, I believe you didn't if you're getting 350.
All right, where would I go for that?
So you'd want to log into the web interface of Outlook.com and look at your spam selections, and you want to increase the aggressiveness, like Bob said, of how they block mail.
Okay.
And of course, you've gotten on a lot of lists. Clearly,
I have.
Yeah.
Whether I wanted to or not.
You can try unsubscribing. Unfortunately, a lot of these places will just ignore your unsubscribing action and confirm you're there.
A lot of them, you confirm they've got an actual live one on the hook.
Yeah.
And you get more.
So you want to definitely turn on your mail scrubbing settings within Outlook. We might be able to find a link for you as to how to do that with Outlook.com, and we'll put a link up there for you. Specifically, yeah. But it should be really apparent as far as your mail security settings under your email settings of your Outlook.com account. It wouldn't be in your mail client, your email client. I'm going to be laughing about that all day. Wouldn't be in there. It's going to be on the cloud side, right? The post office side. They're the ones sending you the junk. So like when I go and get my garbage cans every Tuesday, I leave them out there first because I know when I go from my mailbox, I'm just going to take all the junk mail and chuck it in the garbage and then roll the cans up. Same idea here. You're going to block that junk from getting to you in the first place.
So go to Outlook.com?
Exactly. Log into the web interface and check to see their mail security settings. Most of these services offer some level of spam protection.
The junk icon, the block sender, is basically useless.
Well, it is and it isn't. You can use it, and I'm sure you have right-clicked and blocked that sender many times, but you're still getting plenty of other senders, right? 350 messages is awful.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the spammers just keep changing email addresses, so you block one.
Right.
It's like whack-a-mole.
Yeah, you want to prevent it in the first place, and that just means increasing your settings to block more junk in the first place.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I will look for it on your website.
Yeah.
And I thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All
bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Let's try to go to another one here. Andrea in my hometown of Southington. What's going on, Andrea?
Hi. I'm going crazy here. I received an email with some attachments
Uh-oh.
That I need to forward on to other people.
Uh-huh.
And I've only done it to one person using him as a test person, and he can't open the attachments.
Does he see them attached?
Yeah.
Okay. What are the files? What kind of files are they?
Well, it was in Excel and then also sent as a PDF.
And he can't open either one.
Does he? I'm
wondering if it's at his end or my end.
Can he download them and like save them to his desktop or something?
Don't know. I mean, doesn't he have to open it to be able to download it?
No.
No.
Oh,
okay.
You can right-click on the attachment and save it to your desktop and then open it. He could be using Outlook or some tool that's protecting him, right? Because a lot of Excel spreadsheets have what are called macros in them, and they could be malicious. And so your email client could be...
One time when I sent it, it came up as corrupt, but then I sent it to myself, and it also came up as corrupt.
Well, it never left, frankly, when you sent it to yourself. It never actually left. It kind of turned around. So that was just a bad file.
But the point is that a lot of this, he could have a setting set that not allows him to open attachments in his email.
Right.
Okay, because he gets the email, he gets all the information, but
can't open them. He should be able to use a save as.
Right. Right-click on the attachment, save as, save it to his desktop or to a folder, and then double-click on it.
Okay.
That should work. If it doesn't, try another person.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. I just thought I'd see if maybe there was something I could direct him to, because he's paying attention for this right now, and I don't know if the other people are online, but their answers to practice test questions. So.
Oh. Answers to test questions, huh?
No, answers to practice.
Practice. Okay, cool. All right, Andrew. Yeah, try it that way and see if it works. Try another recipient, but we got to go.
Okay, thank you very much.
You got it, Andrea. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. Please support the Salvation Army and text WTIC to 41444 and do what you can this holiday season for WTIC and the Holiday Store. Dr. Alessi's up next with Healthy Rounds, giving you a second opinion on your health advice.
See you next week.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.